USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Food and Drug Administration has granted an emergency use authorization to Johnson & Johnson's one-shot COVID vaccine, adding another vaccine to the efforts to fight the coronavirus. The federal government expects to be able to distribute 4 million doses next week, though supplies will be limited for a time. Dr. Esther Chu is a professor of emergency medicine at the Oregon Health and Science University and tells CNN that the convenience of a one-dose vaccine is a big benefit.
So it doesn't need to be stored at these ultra-cold temperatures. It is a single dose. It's been such a challenge to get even a single dose to many people. Signing up for a second one, keeping track of that, getting transportation is just a huge barrier for many Americans. And then, of course, in harder-to-reach places, including rural America, it's just been a huge logistical challenge with the mRNA vaccines. So Johnson & Johnson provides a really important tool in our arsenal.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief package is now in the hands of the Senate after being passed by the House early Saturday morning. The Senate version is not expected to include a hike to the federal minimum wage after the Senate parliamentarian determined the bill could not include that wage increase under the budget reconciliation rules. Speaking from the White House Saturday, the president urged the Senate to take swift action on the measure, calling the bill vital to relieving suffering in the country.
Now the bill moves to the United States Senate, where I hope we'll receive quick action. We have no time to waste. If we act now, decisively, quickly, and boldly, we can finally get ahead of this virus. We can finally get our economy moving again. And the people of this country have suffered far too much for too long. We need to relieve that suffering. The American Rescue Plan does just that. It relieves the suffering. And it's time to act.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An accused ringleader behind the riots at the Capitol won't be getting bail. Wendy King has the story from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
A federal judge on Friday has ordered an Ohio woman to remain in jail pending trial on charges she helped organize a group to attack the Capitol in January as leader of the so-called Oath Keepers militia. Jessica Watkins appeared before a judge on Friday in Washington, D.C. for a detention hearing after her arrest on January 19th. The judge said Watkins presents a danger after taking part in, quote, a historic event that was a real threat to the fabric of our democracy. Federal prosecutors accused Watkins of being among a group of Oath Keeper leaders who worked to recruit other like-minded individuals to participate in the January 6th attack. She was arrested with Thomas Caldwell and Donovan Crowell in the alleged conspiracy.
And the military government of Myanmar has fired their country's permanent representative to the UN a day after he gave a speech asking for help in removing the military from power. Speaking before the United Nations General Assembly Friday, Kia Motun denounced the February 1st coup that saw the military return to power in the country. He called on the international community to help bring an end to the coup and restore democracy in the nation. State television in Myanmar announced his dismissal Saturday, saying that he betrayed the country. Myanmar has been rocked by protests since the military arrested senior members of the civilian government and declared a year-long state of emergency. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.